Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky have a clash of sparkling wines as France takes on Spain. For France, the Le Cardenal Blanc de Blanc. And for Spain, the Cava by Llama Sierra Cristalino. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight, I am joined by Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver.
Oh, good evening, Rob. How are you this evening?
I have a very bubbly personality, or is that something that you would say?
But I would, or I might sing Cava, 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 Chameleon. Maybe.
Those are both excellent.
Don't want to do this show anymore. Anyway, also on the show tonight is the Triple B.
Good evening.
Well, tonight, folks, you heard on the open that we have a battle of sparkling wine. We've done it virtually every other grape.
What?
Have we done Cabernet yet?
Well, we've done quite a few battles of these.
Yes. Tonight, though, we have one that we've never broached before. A battle of sparkling wines. Mmm, how exciting. Cheap, budget, cheap,
ooh.
Cheap. Cheap.
It's what we do.
Cheap sparkling wines. Not cheap enough where they're in a can or they're Andre or one of those things. That's the next level up. But it's also imports. So that's interesting. Tonight we have France versus Italy. And you go, Rob, how could you get a bottle of French champagne for under $10? I didn't. No.
Very careful to say sparklers.
Let's be frank. France is a decent-sized country. There are other places in France, aside from Champagne, and they do the same. Well, no. They bubble stuff up, too. This particular one from France is from the Loire Valley, and it's Le Cardenal. Le Cardenal is, it's $8.99. That's what you get.
Well.
And we'll talk a little bit about it as soon as we have it in the glass. Also, from Spain, the challenger, probably the favorite to win tonight. It's a cava, and we'll talk a little bit about what cava is when we get to that point, if you don't already know. But that is the Llama Sierra Cristalino from Spain. It's also sub-$10. I actually got it red-tagged at Meijer, which makes Becky very excited.
Well, I was going to say, we were at dinner tonight. Today's Mother's Day.
It is. That's what we're celebrating.
We were at dinner tonight.
On a budget.
And Rob was like, Becky, there's a really special episode tonight for you.
Yes.
And I was like, huh. That's so nice and thoughtful.
Burr, burr, burr.
What could we be having? Well, like maybe a Turley that came in the mail this
ooh.
Week.
Oh.
Maybe a Love Block. But no.
No.
We're sampling budget sparklers. One of which he got on clearance.
Burr, burr, burr.
If that's not Mother's Day in like a little nutshell.
That's true. That's true. You put a
you
little
know what
grenadine
we'll be doing
in it.
For Father's Day?
I mean, Opus.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be fantastic.
Yeah.
But this is a show that I've curated simply because why not? So tonight.
You said because you curated it because it was a Mother's Day celebration.
That's what it is. Yes, sure. That's why I did it.
What was it earlier you said was the highlight of your day?
Ugh, so true. So unintentionally, I have had a lot of health stuff this pregnancy.
Mm.
And I have to give myself twice daily injections of a blood thinner.
Mm.
And my unintentional high was that my shots went in both times the first time.
Mr. Dern, that's not a good reflection on your behalf that that's the highlight of her day. I just want to point that out.
I am the sunshine of her life.
No, Rob had a very nice Mother's Day. That was just like an unintentional good thing that happened.
I did have an excellent Mother's Day. It was relaxing. So,
oh my.
Folks.
See what we put up with.
Oh, you seriously. Don't put up with shit. We are going to take a break, and then we will come back with the Le Cardenal here on the Wine Vault. Hey, everybody. It's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So the first sparkler tonight.
This is not like a game show.
No, it's not. It's not.
That was a definite show voice.
This is Tim Atkins. Welcome to the show. Did you know that I'm a motivational speaker?
I do need to write down.
That's the only reason
what's
why.
What's this first one called?
The Le Cardinal. I never have a reason to use Tim Atkins' voice because nobody knows who he is. But
so we have to also do our scores of integrity.
Oh,
James Sutton knows who he is. Yeah.
We're not going to do them?
Yes, we are. We're going to do the scores of integrity. The first one, though, from the Loire Valley. Talking about French sparklers. Let's just talk about champagne for a bit. We know what that is. We know where it's from. We know what grapes they use in Burgundy, roughly. What do they do outside of champagne? Well, what they do is they do whatever the fuck they please, basically, is what it amounts to. Well, what you're going to find is when you go into these different other areas, just we're in the Loire Valley, you're going to see the sparkler be made of the traditional grapes in the area. So Loire Valley, Sauvignon Blanc, Chenin Blanc, Muscadet, Pinot Gris, shit like that. That's what we got here. The look on Scott's face looked like he just crapped his pants when he realized what exactly might be in this glass before him. It also uses a different method. So you have the traditional method where you're going to ferment in the bottle, for instance. Your second fermentation is in the bottle. Well, this does not use that, Scott. This is the Charmant method. Charmant method is the second fermentation in a fucking vat or stainless steel barrel or whatever you want to call it. So it's not bottled until the very end. There's no disgorging. There's nothing fancy done about it. It's simplistic. It's for mass producing, but it's consistent. Yay!
Am I allowed to adjust my score now? Knowing that or no?
I think that would not be a score of integrity.
Well, one
if you
thing,
adjust your score of integrity.
That's well, one true. Thing, Rob already knew that, though.
But yeah.
He always knows it.
But I know you didn't know that. So the thing is, for the Charmant method, one thing that you're going to notice with the glass, they're going to be big fucking ass bubbles, which this has. Okay? Now, unlike canned bubbly shit, it hasn't lost its bubbles. It's still bubbling, which is very exciting.
These glasses are pretty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're pretty pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But you're not going to get a lot of individuality with anything that's the Charmant method. You're not also probably going to find it on the bottle. You might see that, but I saw this on a deep cut online.
What's that mean?
I don't know. Some website that gave me a virus. I don't know. Yeah. Oh, wine.com also said it, but I didn't see it on there.
You
I
know
also
what deep
saw
cut means?
Deep cut. No,
okay.
I know there's a Sheryl Crow song about that. I'm not sure.
The
what
first cut is the deepest.
There you go. Didn't she do a it duet with Kate Rock one time?
Yeah.
That sucked.
Picture.
No,
is that, what
that
it was
a
called?
Good.
I know you're a big Kate Rock fan. You trashy fuck.
No, people like that duet.
Oh, people suck. Not anybody that listens to our show. I'm pretty sure there's no Kid Rock listeners on our show.
There could be.
Why not?
Why not?
Don't shame the Kid Rock
heard from
listeners.
Kid Rock in a long time.
I know. He's been busy sucking Trump's dick. Oh, never mind.
Is he? I mean, it's not shocking.
Yeah.
He's a businessman.
Businessman.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's doing some things in the Detroit city area.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating. Well, in the glass, this, you know, it looks like a sparkler. It's a sparkler.
So right now, this is the French entry or this is the cave entry?
This is the French entry. That's what we were talking about. That's what we were talking about it, the whole damn.
So it's not cava chameleon.
I'm looking at this. It has a slight muted. I'm just looking at the color because it's not as straw as you might
it's
think.
It's very light. I thought that too.
Well, it's light, but it almost has a lightly pink hue to it. Now, this is a Blanc de Blanc.
What?
Blanc de Blanc meaning all white grapes. So when you don't see Blanc de Blanc, normally you're going to see either Pinot Noir or Pinot Meunier blend
Did
in
you
with it.
Pink?
Just a slight hue. Just a little twinkle. I don't even know. It's just a slight salmon color. I'm just talking like the lightest of lights. It didn't look like it from this.
Particularly.
Maybe I shouldn't have that red bowl behind
it. If you give it a little tip in the glass. Yeah.
Just
you see
and
a little
rotate
bit of an Ohio State flag in the background.
It seems very red right now.
No.
It's it's a very pale.
It is pale.
But it's pretty in the glass.
It's still very bubbly. That is impressive.
It's
I
working.
Mean, I know that the method is whatever, but it's still very bubbly.
Charmant.
Now, the nose.
What is that?
Toast.
No, there's, well, maybe toast. There's something else.
Caramel.
Toast.
Toffee.
Similar to soapy, but not quite there. It's something petroleum-ish, but it's
yeah,
between petroleum-ish
exactly
and soapy.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of a Massengill kind of odor to it. But,
what does that mean?
A feminine hygiene product. No,
what is wrong with
no,
you?
No, I'm just, I don't know.
What are you saying?
It just has a kind of an odd, slight odd.
Massengill? What are you talking
Massengill.
About? What are you talking about? What is that? I don't want to go.
Why do
that.
I? Why am I the only one that knows
know.
Massengill?
No, you explain yourself.
I have no
I'll just let you figure that out.
How do you spell it? I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Massengill is a product line that was
it's a
prevalent.
Douche.
Is it from like the 70s?
It's a douche is what it is.
Yes. And it was.
And why is that so complicated?
Why is it so funny?
It's not.
Why did you say it smells like that?
And yeah, and why?
We're
going
to drink it?
Yeah.
God, happy Mother's Day.
Have no this. Shit,
I'm trying to put a feminine, you know,
uh-huh,
spin on it.
Sure.
We'll cut
no,
all that,
that was his bottom misogynistic feminine spin you could put
is.
On something.
I'm just great. Attacking this wine, really.
I can't wait to drink this.
I'm going
to
drink it. Before it gets too warm.
No, the nose. We need to talk about the nose.
He just wants to move on.
It's also... there's also an unpleasant... It reminds me of...
Look at Rob's face.
You know when you get a new pair of shoes and
yeah.
you wear it for the first time and there's that blend of... new pair of shoes... The inner soul, but then it gets sweaty that first time. That's what this is. It's a blend of those two things. Not pleasant.
Yeah, it would not
sweaty
be
feet and a little
choice.
Foaming soul from a shoe.
I mean, cinnamon on the palate. Cinnamon and...
Rob was quizzically... looking in the wine glass, sniffing, and considering my offering for the poor nose that this sparkler
there, I
has.
Don't, there's also like a, I guess I would say maybe a lemon peel.
Yeah, a circus barker would say, name the grape. Step right up and name the
no
grape,
shit.
Folks.
No, I'm going to, I'm backtracking
it's
on
Chenin
my
Blanc.
Choux sole nose. You know what it is?
Mm.
The smell of the setting agent from a perm.
Oh, that's what... Yes, yes, you're right. That's what it is.
It's the
spot on.
Yeah.
Odor of
spot
a setting
on.
Agent from a perm.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's exactly what it
but that's
is.
What I was... Okay.
Oh, that... Yeah.
Well, no. I mean, but I know what you mean. Yeah. But on the palate, it is very...
Spot on.
Not bad.
Very good.
But interesting. It's an interesting wine, I think.
I will never forget this wine.
Very zesty.
I will never
zesty
forget
wine.
This wine.
Zesty.
Yeah.
You know,
green apple, not cinnamon. A cinnamon green apple.
Green apple, but the cinnamon is almost like the cinnamon you would get in a sugar cookie. Just that little hint of cinnamon with like a cookie
or
taste.
One of the red hot candies.
Or like a snickerdoodle.
Well,
yeah.
It's a snickerdoodle cookie.
Mm-hmm. Very short. Not overly complex.
There's a lemon in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is. It's a lemon peel, I think.
Okay, lemon peel.
There's also a slight...
strawberry.
Maybe...
What goes on right at the finish? As it goes from front to mid-palate to finish.
We're naming a lot of things, folks, but the things are... there's only like two or three things. It's just they could be these different things. So it's just this thing.
I feel like there's maybe some kind of dairy element in there, too. Around the lemon. Like, I don't know.
Freshen this up with something that's a little cooler.
There's something... it's not minerality. It's not...
no.
Herbaceousness, no. But there's something else that goes on. There's just a glimpse of where those fruit things
fruit
are
things.
Gone. And right at the finish, as it rolls towards the finish, there's a little almost pungency. And I don't mean that in a negative way. It's kind of nice, but it just sits there. It's like a headed towards minerality, but it's not.
Well, the one thing that I find that just kind of holds us back as a... well, first of all, it is $8.99 all day long. And that's not terrible.
It's really not terrible.
I mean, there are better things out there normally from Spain, but...
wait, France.
Well, France, we're talking cheap stuff. You know,
wait. So,
this is the French stuff, dummy.
Well, then you said from Spain.
I know. I'm saying other things. Anyway, I've had we've bought different Blanc rando stuff around there. Jacques Aval.
Mm-hmm.
That was a little bit more champagne style. This is a little bit more Loire Chenin Blanc sparkly stuff. It's still dry.
Yeah.
It's not full-blown brut. I wouldn't say that it's because there is a little bit of that fruit up front, whether it be strawberry with a little lemon peel, whatever you want to call it. It has a little bit of a tang to it. It's a little bit off-dry in that regard. It's not sweet by standards, but it's not brut. It is not boldly dry.
Yeah.
You're not going to do this with shellfish, for instance. This is an aperitif. This is strictly an aperitif.
That slight... hint of sweetness, it's present in the mid palate,
but the grapes. I mean, I don't think this is Chenin Blanc, Muscatel, some other stuff, but it's just what they got. You can do a dry Chenin Blanc, but this reminds me a lot of Chenin Blanc. I don't know what the percentages are, but you know, not that I could blind taste and tell you that. I mean, if somebody said, "Rob, what is this?" but they didn't tell me it was sparkling, because you don't really notice that on the palate that it's sparkling. Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. I would have no clue. I probably would say Chardonnay, but because I wouldn't know what else to say. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think I would have said the same.
I mean, if you told me this was the Blanc de Blanc and what are the varietals, then I'd know to pick some other stuff possibly, right?
Well, you have to know where it's from.
There's that.
I mean...
would you guess France?
I would not.
No.
I would say California. I don't know why.
Nah, I don't know about... I don't know where. I would just... my head would just kind of... I would just like twitch and then pass out because I wouldn't know.
Well, that's... you know, that... you would do that in response to any question. That's only what you do every night, isn't it?
There's only so many places, though, that you commercially can buy sparklers from. So Cali, the United States. Let's start off with the United States. Yep. Then France and Spain.
I think I would be like,
it's not Prosecco.
Does Yellowtail make a sparkler?
Well, yeah, I mean, well, yeah, if you they did, it would be worse. But I know. I probably wouldn't say Cali, but I don't know where. It's not a cava. But I don't know that I would necessarily think French.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think I would say, does Yellowtail make a sparkler?
But this isn't as good as like,
Yellowtail
Or no, the Cali stuff that's like around 15, 20 bucks. It isn't as good as that.
No.
Scott said it's not as good as yellow.
Well, I'm joking. I actually.
Well, no, it's okay.
I'm just playing on Becky's joke and she laughed. That's great.
Yeah, somebody laughed at your joke.
But it's Becky's joke. I just continued it. I like this.
Well, there's nothing to dislike.
There really is nothing to dislike. It really is not.
Minus the perm smell.
Well, yeah, well, there's that.
Just hold your breath while you drink it.
But this is a perfectly acceptable sparkler.
Here's the question, though. Why would you drink it? When would you drink it? Under what circumstances? Under what pretext? You're not going to drink it for New Year's Eve. It's really depressing New Year's Eve.
No, but you're having a little brunch gathering, and you're going to have multiple people over, so you have multiple bottles. This is perfectly acceptable. People will like this. And I think a person that doesn't appreciate the driest of sparklers, that little hint of sweetness is just enough.
Well, you know where it would be perfect? A wedding. And I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
First of all,
it'd be a great wedding toast.
It's French, so and people don't know the difference. Second of all, palate-wise, it actually is appealing.
And it doesn't lose the bubbles.
And it bubbles, man.
So if you're pouring out for 200 guests, it's not going to lose the bubbles.
It's $8.99 wine.com price. That's where I got it. For a wedding, folks, something that you can do a toast with that is inexpensive but looks somewhat classy, although like the Jacques Aval and the ones we did for our wedding look better than this. But
I was debating in my mind how this would be in a mimosa.
I don't know. Well, just, you know.
I don't know.
Well, put a maraschino cherry in it. No, because of the kind of the cinnamon kind of area. It's Chenin Blanc. You know, you want it to be drier, probably.
I think it'd be fine.
But
you're drinking mimosa, for God's
What's say. The raspberry liqueur?
Chambord.
A little Chambord in this.
Yeah,
for like a for a sparkling based mocktail or not a mocktail, a champagne based or
cocktail.
Uh-huh. Yeah, a sparkler based cocktail. Hey, this is a nice way to start.
Rachel, so my sister, when she was in college, got a job working at the Kentucky Derby.
Mm-hmm.
She made like $800 making champagne. What's it called? The liqueur.
Chambord.
That's all she made. She made like $800 in 2 days.
Wow.
So that's the tent she was in. And then
that's a good
her
tent.
Boyfriend good at the time, now husband, he was working in like a bourbon, more of like a bartending tent where he would make like a bourbon and Coke or whatever. And then at the end of the day, people were like, can I buy a 2 liter of Coke from you for $20? And Greg was like, absolutely. And so he sold everything they had in the tent. Because what are you going to do with, all that crap? They made bank.
$20.
Yeah.
For a 2 liter of Coke.
Yeah.
I hope they won that day at the races.
Yeah.
That's a little high, isn't it?
Yeah. Well.
They're a little high.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like it's a 12-pack of Mexican Coke. It's a 2 liter
like a
bottle of regular Coke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something interesting is you all have both refilled.
Yes.
I enjoy it.
I don't dislike it. I mean, there's nothing to. It's not like there's nothing really here to hate.
Right.
I mean, it's $8.99. I mean, think about the wine you drink. Find me an $8.99 Chardonnay that you want to drink other than this. Better than this? No.
No.
What about an $8.99 Sauvignon Blanc? No. What about an $8.99 Chenin Blanc? No.
Maybe. You take a swing, but you probably take a swing at a bunch of them.
From
Behringer? I can't name one.
Yeah. So any of those things at the price, hell yeah, I drink this over any of that stuff. Think about it. This is fucking cheap. So, I mean, what is
good?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's hard to argue that this isn't good.
I think we're holding, at least I was, holding it maybe to a little bit too high of a standard because it's a sparkler.
I think you
expected
it to be bad.
No, it's French. They don't ever, come on. I mean, Andre's not French. It has a little slash thing over the E, but that doesn't make it French.
Well, Andre the Giant was from Belgium.
Yes, that's true. What about Martini and Rossi on the rocks. Say,
oh, if you're gonna do it, go Martini and Rossi on the rocks. Say yes.
And that stuff was disturbing.
It is disturbing.
They're sweet, and then there's that. That's like if you had a bowl of Fruit Loops, and then you took a whole bowl of sugar and dumped it all over it, and then ate it out of condensed milk.
No, it'd be if you took a cereal bowl of milk and one by one filled it with your bowl of Apple Jacks.
Yeah.
Then added the bowl of sugar and ate the whole box of Apple Jacks, then drank the milk. So you got the sugary milk from an entire box of Apple Jacks.
It's just a whole bag of sugar. Skip the Apple Jacks and the milk. You just ate sugar by the spoonful.
Well.
You know, and there's no medicine that's going to go down with.
Another bowl of Apple Jacks?
No. It's like a whole box of nitro pills. You're just trying to fuck off.
What's the sweetest sugary cereal?
Well, I don't know.
What'd you say?
I don't know.
What's the sweetest sugary cereal?
That Crave stuff. I've always heard that's like chocolate filled something.
I don't know the cereal. Crave. I feel like Fruity Pebbles is pretty sugary.
Ooh. Yeah, it's pretty sugary. But it's rice, so, you know. The Captain. Captain Crunch.
Ooh, yeah, that's pretty sugary. Apple Jacks is pretty sugary.
Yeah,
Apple Jacks sucks. I would say Lucky Charms, but the pieces aren't marshmallow. They're almost like a bran.
But yeah. They're frosted, but yeah.
They're not frosted.
Yeah. The other part is frosted.
My sugariest cereal is Frosted Mini Wheats. You got that
but that's tasty.
Thick coating of sugar on a small.
Those are really good, aren't they? Those are really good.
Yeah.
Well, there's also Sugar Smacks.
Whoa. Let's not forget. But you got all that foamy space.
What
is
that foamy space?
It's the sugar space. It's the puffed rice.
Is that puffed rice?
That's a puffed rice.
Oh, I always thought it was styrofoam.
Well, there's that.
Smacks are coated in sugar too, right?
Yeah.
Well, Frosted Flakes.
Is that what those are called? Apple Smacks or something?
Apple Smacks?
Well, I think isn't Sugar Smacks just now Smacks because they wanted to take the label off and not, you know, they're trying to be tricky.
How dare they know that this is bad for you?
Yeah.
It doesn't even taste natural. No.
Well,
Count Chocula. Boo Berry.
I love chocolate flavored cereals.
Yeah. We just eat a bowl of chocolate.
Well.
That's Martini and
Count Chocolate.
That's right.
Count Chocula on the rocks.
Well, let's get some scores here. Let's get some scores.
It's hard.
Is it?
Well.
Nuclear physics is hard. Providing a numerical score to this is not.
It really makes me want to go to a hair salon. I don't know why. The smell should be irritating.
You hardly have any.
Well, that's true. It's thinning, folks.
It's not
good.
I can't wait
till
you come back next week with a perm.
No, if I showed up at the hair salon to get a perm, they'd go, no. No. No.
Use some Rogaine. The foam shit, man. It works.
So here's the thing about my hair. I could care less.
You should care more.
I don't.
I'm going to. Okay, I got my score. What's everybody saying? Triple B.
I think I'm going to give it an 85.
Because
I'm mainly just so neutral on this. Like, there's no... Minus the hair perm smell, there's nothing like crazy good or crazy bad about it.
I'm exactly the same place. If I would range this, I would say 84, 86, and I'm at 85. And, you know, could it be an 86? I guess, but the most prominent characteristic of this wine is the hair smell.
Yeah.
But it's good. I recommend it for a cheap French sparkler that's accessible.
Mm-hmm. And then on to me, folks. I also gave this wine 85 of my points. Strangely enough, I had written it down before anybody spoke. So, yeah.
Very rarely are we all.
Mm-hmm. First of all, I believe there's some Chenin Blanc naturally in there, so it's going to have decent fruit. It's still dry-ish, but not overly dry. For a wedding, folks, if you're saying, what am I going to do? Well, you're going to get Le Cardinal, unless you get the next one that we've had. By the way, Scott, the outside of that is a rind, so you probably don't want to eat that. He's eating some different cheese. It's enjoyable. It doesn't transport me in any fashion. Remember the the sparkling Gamay we did?
Oh, my. That was Robin if she could.
That's three times get more that expensive. Could she?
No.
Why not?
She never called me back. She, at the time, she didn't own it when we got that, so she remembered it slightly, and she thought she knew who the distributor was. And
what was that? It was from Gamay. Mm-hmm. It was Beaujolais. And it was one of the little sub-commune stuff, and it was fantastic.
It was just a Gamay sparkler, and it was a lower ABV. I think it was 8.5% alcohol, but it was shockingly good.
I would put that shit in an I fucking V, right, and just mainline that motherfucker.
It screamed of, I'm on vacation in a warm climate.
It screamed
and
of,
I want a day drink.
It screamed of, Rob's just going to drink 10 bottles of it. He's going to Steve Gibson that shit all the way over the way. Oh, man.
It was the first bottle we ever talked about that. You know, if you're a drunk ass, which we are, and you're on vacation and you want to drink with breakfast, this is the perfect one.
Yes.
Because you can say, I'm drinking, it's only 8.5% alcohol, Mom. That's right.
I've been drunk by noon before. You know that. So, folks.
What day of the week was it last week? Oh, that's right. Every day.
That's true. 385s. And what we're going to do now.
I believe we're all
in agreement. This wine was born for an 85. Well, folks, we're going to cleanse our palates. And then we're going to come back and see what Spain has to offer in the Yame Serra Cristalino Cava. We'll be right back here on The Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So now for Spain's chance to win this competition. So far, it's, you know, it to be an 85. So, Spain's entry is Cava. Cava is Spain's version of champagne. Now,
it's been a minute, but we've had Cava on the show previously.
We have.
We enjoyed that bottle.
Freshenier. We've always drank Cava. As a group, we believe in Cava. Cava, though, uses the traditional method as opposed to the other.
You know, it seems like I had Cava with you before, but I didn't have Cava until with you, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe
it's not. And it's not something you always see in the stores. You can in a better store.
Some other ones,
in a better store you do, but not always do you see Cava.
Well, you always see Yame Serra Cristalino. You always see that. Yeah, it's the white label, folks. It's around $9. I got this for $8 on Red
Dog. So it was a deep discount.
It was a deep discount, dollar off.
Yeah, remember, this is Discount Mother's Day.
No one could hear you.
Oh, remember, this is Discount Mother's
Day.
That's
true. It is a blend of three different grapes, the Macabeo, the Prezeo, and the Zarello. Grapes, 50, 35, 15, presuming that makes.
If you can spell or have ever heard of those grapes before, you win a prize.
Yes. And Xarello is X-R-E-L-L-O. So, in case you were wondering.
That sounds like that medicine Xarelto. Does. I don't know what that is, but that's.
Well, we don't know like what it does.
Spelling bee moment of the wine vault.
What medicines on TV do you know what even they do? They make you happy. They solve all your problems.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah. Now, the winemaker notes. Mm. Hello, this is Tim Atkins. I will read. I will read these. Yes. One afternoon in Spain, this is not the notes. I'm just telling a story because I'm a storyteller.
And he wants to say that he was in Spain.
I was in Spain. Yes, I met him on a Tuesday afternoon. His name was Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, this fine Spanish sparkling wine is made using the traditional method, in which the secondary fermentation producing the sparkling wine's bubbles occur in the bottle. Its fresh, toasty nose, beautiful citrus, green apple, and mineral flavors, supple, lively mouthfeel, oh yes, and clean, crisp finish make it the ultimate celebratory wine. Enjoy it on its own and with caviar, sushi, seafood, fried foods, and Asian dishes. Fried Oreos.
Did you say like Oreos?
Fried Oreos. Don't be stupid.
Fried Oreos.
And this is James Suckling. Thank you very much. I'm now, this is Welford. Shut up, James.
Yet another Mother's Day gift.
Rob the Wine Guy is having a personality clash. Anyway, wines and spirits. They gave this 88 of their points. Also, by the way, on the label, there's a sticker, and it's a silver sticker. And the tasting panel gave this, the Yamasara Cristalino, 92 of their points. But the wines and spirits, which is about wine and ghosts, they only gave it 88. And they wrote, a perennial favorite. This offers clean apple flavors at an unusually affordable price on discount at your local stores for such a completely dry style. It's a great party pour. Great for Mother's Day celebrations or an aperitif to sip with raw clams or with chicken soup from Campbell's. I put that last one there because I think that shit's delicious. Also, best with mango chutney. So, 88 from this wines and spirits. On the nose, blue cheese. Mushroom. Ass.
Like a
lemon
cheesy. it's lemon.
You don't smell lemon?
Yeah,
I don't want to smell it.
Almost lemon. It's like
one thing about cavas can be funky.
It does give me some hope. There's going to be some minerality in it.
I like the mushroom. The lemon. Like almost like.
I don't know. I am smelling Stilton mushroom.
You might have cut, whenever you put the cheese, you might have had lemon on your hands, and now that's all I can smell.
No.
You do only cut lemon. Are you tasting it?
Almost like melon. I don't want to smell it anymore.
Almost like melon, with that lemonish thing going there.
Now,
there's a fruit on the nose I just can't quite put my finger on.
Kumquat.
Schnoz on there.
Kumquat. I don't know what it smells like. I just want to say it. No, kiwi, actually. On the palate, it's kiwi. There's kiwi. Tons of slate.
The bubbles are so good on the palate.
Yes, a nice, small, tight bubble.
And you can feel them.
They explode on your
tongue. Yeah, you can feel them popping. It's
they explode
cool.
On the palate. And it's quite effervescent in the glass, but it really translate on the palate.
When you swirl,
and that's such a nice.
When you swirl it in your mouth, it even froths up and yeah. comes alive. The nose is very, very, whew, you know, don't smell it. But well, on the palate.
Doesn't smell of setting solution.
Well, I'll take some setting solution. But on the palate, it's vibrant. Just, but just, oof, lovely. Crisp and refreshing and zesty and exactly what you want. This does transport you. You're in Barcelona, you know, right there eating wonderful local seafood.
Both of you hit a sip of this again and you know,
okay,
draw some air over it and note the finish. You know, as you said, it's crisp, it's light, but on the finish, there's a slight petroleum coating of the tongue.
Uh-huh, there is.
On the finish, sure. And that's nice.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not weighty, but at the same time, it has body. It has presence. It doesn't come across as like a toasty yeast that you might get from a French counterpart.
No.
You're not going to get any of that. But it and you know that it's inexpensive, but at the same time, it does everything it does with every penny that's in that that wine.
Yeah.
It earns every penny.
How much did you pay for it?
$7.98.
Yeah.
What
regularly $9.89.
I'm double, if not triple.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it's interesting to have a cheap sparkler that has some physical properties. It's light and crisp at the front, and then it has that little petroleum coating that I'm a sucker for. It's like a sparkler that has a touch of a mouthfeel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it does have a mouthfeel.
That's nice.
Well, yeah. The best thing to me though is. That well, it's a pink grapefruit and lemon,
yeah,
minerality.
Oh, lemon. Huh.
Yeah,
on the palate for sure.
Huh.
That just is ripping that with those tight little bubbles popping throughout your mouth. That's the loveliest bit.
Yeah.
See, the Cardinal didn't do any of that. I mean, you knew it was a sparkler, but it didn't have that.
Fine.
That yeah, but it didn't do that. Now, the flavor profile, some might like the Cardinal a little bit better. Your masses might like it a little bit better. At your wedding, the nose would turn people off left and right. But
something that just continually, I don't know why it astounds me, but Cavas are, for the most part, really good. They're a really nice, I mean, this is $8, and if you paid $25 for it, you would not be upset.
See, I prefer the Cristalino to the Freixenet and a few of the other ones. I actually like it. I think it's a little more interesting.
Okay. I'm just saying in general.
Oh, no.
These are very, sure. very nice, and they're not a known sparkler. They're really not.
Well, if you want dry,
it just falls in line mm-hmm. with our philosophy on Spanish wines, folks.
Yep.
In general, it's hard to go wrong with yeah. entry-priced Spanish wines. When was the last time we had a bad one? That was just bad.
Protocolo.
That's been a while now.
That was a bad one. It was right before, because we did two protocols back-to-back each vintage. One, I gave it a 91, you gave it an 88. The next time we gave it like in the 75 range. It was a train wreck.
It was bad.
Yeah.
But this, I'm still trying to wrap my head around what I'd say is another fruit there with the lemon on the nose.
To me, it's a little bit of like a lemon tart. Like there's some of the, I don't know how to describe why. I don't know if it's the creaminess. I don't know exactly what it is. But there's something out of a lemon tart that I taste in it.
Taste, yes. Yeah. Smell. I can't get past the mushroom and the blue cheese.
I love the mushroom. I'm not sure I get the blue cheese.
Oh, man, it's right there. What's it is Stilton.
I'll tell you what I think it is, and tell me if you're with me, Becky. What's the Japanese apple called?
Fuji?
No.
Fuji?
I'm not talking about a Fuji apple.
Granny Smith.
Asian pear, that's what I'm thinking of. Not
that's,
the apple.
That's
Asian
apple.
Pear. Okay. I know.
Let me see.
That's the nose. I could see the fruit and couldn't name it.
Did it look like an apple?
I could see a pear, like an apple for sure.
An Asian pear looks like an apple. Looks like a, you know, some apples before they ripen have a little tannish color to them. That's an Asian pear. They're really crisp like an apple. But they have a distinctly round flavor, I call it. But the when you slice in that fruit or you bite it, it just, the aroma is fantastic. And that's what I get out of this. God, I haven't had Asian pear in a long time.
Mm. I would like to have 10 glasses of this.
You liked it before. Mm-hmm. Becky and I have had it before. And you,
oh. Yeah.
We've had this before.
Cheater, cheater, pumpkin eaters.
When?
I think. Do we have it on New? No, we didn't have it on New Year's. I just bought it one time. We had it. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Just for some reason.
Yeah, it's very nice. I'm a fan.
All right. Okay. Now this time, see, that's the thing. My glass, once it gets warmer, that's where I'm picking up the Stilton. When it's a little bit cooler, you don't notice it. It smells different. Now it's more mushroom. It isn't that. But as it gets warmer, it does show that Stilton.
Hmm.
Mm. It does what you want. And I know mid-palate is a little bit hollow, mind you, but it's cheap. So you're not going to get that burst that you might get through something that's, you know, infinitely more expensive.
You know what I'd love to pair this with?
What?
A nice breakfast of lightly scrambled eggs and lox, bagels, and cream cheese.
Mm-hmm. That'd be nice. I'm just thinking back to...
Excuse me, folks.
When you're drinking the ultra-premium stuff, you're the hell? Why are you laughing, Tim?
I'm so worried about you. What happened, Scott? What'd you do?
I'm going to lick you on the face. You know, I was licking my balls earlier. It's the same tongue, so.
He's so worried about you.
He is worried.
He is very worried about me.
You
sneeze. Yeah, he's more worried about the cheese. Yeah.
You sneeze like an idiot. I don't know what your problem is.
He's so worried.
Yes, he was.
So very worried.
Mm-hmm. But when you're drinking ultra premium sparklers. Mm-hmm. The experience, because I apologize, Becky. I have not adorned you with that enjoyment level because it's $300 a bottle. But like the Salons or the Dom Perignons or Cristal. You know what I had one time with Solaris? Ace of Spades. You know how much Ace of Spades is, right?
Yeah.
Several hundred dollars. Ace of Spades doesn't taste a whole lot different than this. Not a joke, because it's just the branding. I had that in a tasting one. It was hilarious. But like Salon is magnificent. High-end Krug. Oh, it really is something to try. Folks, if you've never tried high-end like the Pierre Jouet, I'm not talking about $50 Brut Imperial or something like that. Although I will tell you, any Bollinger or Charles Heidsieck, those things will transport you. Those are magnificent. Those are triumphs. Try Bollinger Grand Marnier at some point.
Gotcha.
Try anything by Charles Heidsieck. Try anything by hey. Salon.
You know, it's quick. Almost...
Or high-end Rotorua.
It's almost cliche, but I really appreciate Veuve Clicquot. I do. It's fine. Mass-produced, higher-end price point, but...
Oh, yeah. Just like good. Naomi.
No, it's not.
It's got no just one. Like no one that knows champagnes as the.
I get it.
It's not that Veuve Clicquot is bad.
Hey,
it's
it
just,
doesn't matter. Drink that's what it. You like.
I no. have a friend who that's her go-to thing, and it's good.
It's not.
It's good.
It's fine. No, I.
It's
will.
Fine. Okay.
I've
For
got,
the price, it's fine, but it's good.
It's pretty expensive. There's there's all sorts of Nicholas Fiate, all sorts of stuff are better values. Veuve Clicquot's vintage, when you see it, which you don't, but I've had it, it's quite good.
Yeah.
It's just their non-vintage stuff. It's just, meh. But that's not necessarily just them. There are other ones that are just eh, but they have a bit of a reputation simply because they of do. The numbers of that they make.
But so. I'm with you. I'd go Rotor's Estate over that.
Mm.
Pound for pound.
Oh, Rotor's Estate. But the La Hermitage from Anderson Valley by Rotor. Mm. Or just standard Rotor.
Standard Rotor.
Yeah.
$30, right? About that.
From France?
No, no, I'm talking the California Rotor Estate.
A Rotor Estate, it was 19 to anywhere from 25 to 19 to. We've had Rotor Estate. We do that. Then you have the La Hermitage,
mm-hmm.
which is 55 or so, which we probably should buy a bottle or two to hold back because it's nice. But then the Champagne Rotor. Is the same company. It's just,
you know, that would be a nice celebratory. Get a couple bottles of those.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody might be a new mom. There might be a new pool.
That's true. You know what we should do on the show sometime?
What should we do sometime?
Which is better, Rotor from Champagne or La Hermitage from Anderson Valley by Rotor?
Mm-hmm.
That would be an interesting show. Oh, that would be nice. La Hermitage probably would win, though. I will just tell you that, because that's a powerhouse. So, folks, we're going to... No. We're not going to take a break, because we have to score this wine. We're going to go over to the Triple B. Yamacera Cristalino.
I'm honestly a little bit upset, because I know better on my scores of integrity. I had scored this lower than the French wine, and I know better to do that. And so I'm mad because I want to give this a low score like I had on my scores of integrity.
Mm.
And I'm so mad. Mm. But I'm going to give this a 88.
Mm, 80 your points.
Yeah, I think this is lovely. I would recommend it for sure. I think this is a... sparkler to have, like in your, I don't know, cellar or in your fridge when you want to just celebrate something on a, you know.
Yay, it's Tuesday.
You land a project, you wrap up a project, you know, something like that happens.
You want to have a couple bottles of, per se, champagne around just mm-hmm. when you want to have some bubbly to celebrate. This yeah. is a perfect example yeah. of how to do that.
And folks, it's acceptable to say per se champagne or do air quotes. Champagne.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Those are acceptable means by which to say sparkling.
I'm right there with you. I'm just not quite at 88. I'm going 87. It's lovely for the price. Fantastic. Highly recommended. I do recommend the French.
We do.
This I highly recommend.
Well, and I will also give this an 87, by the way.
And I'm going to recommend this for the Value Priced Hall of Fame, even at 87 of our points, because of that exact thing that Becky said. I thought of this as soon as it hit my palate. You know, you don't drink champagne every day. Maybe some people do. But for the everyday champagne you want to have on hand yeah. and then pull out because I had a great day, this yeah. is that one. This is perfect for that.
If you're inclined to drink dry whites, you have to be into that yeah. because it does have a bit of a funk factor.
Not, I mean, you're all over that on the nose.
No. But it's still, mushroom is on the nose. The Stilton's only going to come out when it's a little bit warm. People aren't going to drink it that warm. But it isn't like, for instance, the Le Cardinal. Not as good of wine, mind you. But, and the nose is weird. But the palate has more fruit because of the grapes in which it's made.
So, hence, it's a little more approachable.
Yeah, it's a little more, sort of.
It would be a better wine for a wedding.
I mean, approachable.
Than this would be.
Once you started drinking it, it's more approachable for most people. Now this, though, for people that drink dry whites that are more into white wines, more into wine possibly, they're going to find more to find more to enjoy in this wine.
Now, if I was at a wedding and this was the offering for the toast,
this
might be what I was drinking the rest of the night. And I wouldn't do that with the little French Blanc.
No, yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that.
And I'd be really happy to drink this all night at a wedding.
So would I.
I might not be happy in the morning.
No.
But.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You don't get drunk off champagne, folks. Oh,
which way would you go, Becky? Which would you rather have at a wedding?
That's a good point. I like the Cava a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. You do. We're just because it's better for the masses, it's not better for us, is it?
Yeah, and especially true. The bubbles exploding on your palate.
Yeah.
It's just so lovely. That cannot be stated enough.
Maybe I underscored it 87. I'm going to stick with my 87.
Me too.
The bubbles are spectacular in this.
Yeah.
They're good. It's a good wine.
Not the best bubbles on the palate, but for less than $10.
True.
You have to stop short of saying they explode, but it's a damn bubbly, man.
I know. So, folks, we're going to take a break. Then we're going to come back, finish up the show, and reveal our scores of integrity here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So, scores of integrity for the Le Cardinal Blanc de Blanc. Becky, what were your scores of integrity?
I was very off. I thought Rob would give it an 87 and Scott would give it an 88. I was off by 5.
I, on the other hand, thought that Rob would give it an 84.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And Rebecca would give it an 85.
What?
So off by 1. And me, I thought Scott would give it an 84 and Becky an 83. So I'm off by 3.
Whoa, you thought it was going to be that bad?
Well, given the price, I didn't think it was that off. So. And so on to the Yamasera Cristalino. Becky.
I thought you would both give it 86s.
So you're off by 2.
Total of 7.
Yeah. Scott.
I had Rob at 87 of his points and Rebecca at 87 of her points.
Off of one. Why do we even play? And I, what did I have?
Why do you even play?
I had Scott at 87 and Becky at 86. So I was off by 1. So I did get 7.
No. Rebecca gave it an 88. So you're off by 2.
Oh, I'm off
there,
by 2.
Sir.
So.
This math.
But I still got second place. And Scott obviously got first.
It's not that much of an accomplishment when I was off by 7.
Listen, yeah, but I won.
No,
over you.
No.
I beat Becky.
If you're not in first place,
you're last.
If you're not the first dog in the chain, the view's the same.
I'll tell you what, though. It shows I have more integrity than Becky.
Why?
No.
Because I have better scores.
No, it doesn't.
I'm drinking the Le Cardinal again.
All we know is that I'm honest about my scores of integrity.
Yeah, but you were questioning that honesty there for a second.
Well, Rob,
that's a veiled shot at you, Scott.
No, it's a veiled shot at you.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And it also, you get to read all the notes and reviews prior to.
I'm going to tell you what you actually meant to say.
Except the thing about that is he has to predict what we're going to score. So he does have some insight into that. However,
it's not that useful.
You're not that good at it.
I still don't know how good it is. Oh, like today, what did I learn about reading about the Le Cardinal? Nothing.
Well, you prepped to do some
really
voices.
Yeah. I wasn't that far off. Shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I should just say 85 every time, you know? I don't know. Whenever we're doing something good, we always get too excited and forget to do it. So, what do you know?
Oh, you're so emotional. You get just easily excited.
I'll tell you what, the Le Cardinal is tasty.
It's really, you know, yeah, the scores on the Cava were higher, but these are two good examples of budget.
They are, really are. And I think that
sparklers.
Says something right there, folks. If you want a sparkler, don't be afraid to try something that's cheap that isn't André.
Well, and I'll tell you, we...
you don't have to spend a lot.
we like wine.com. If you join the stewardship program, it's 50 some bucks and you get free shipping for the year.
Yeah.
At that. Mm-hmm. To have a go-to sparkler that you can get for $9.
It's out of stock right now.
What's wrong with that French little thing?
Nothing.
Nothing.
It's perfectly pleasant.
This Cava? What's wrong with having a $10 bottle that you just keep a couple of them around? Nothing.
No.
In a way, it's kind of smart because you're just having a little night with some friends and it's like, hey, who wants some champagne? And if you've got five people at a gathering for a dinner party, say, hey, anybody want some champagne? Three people raise their hand.
And then when you pull that out of there will be that dick, probably me, saying, hey, fuck, that's not champagne, you asswipe.
Well, that's you.
Yes, you damn douche. That's sparkling wine, motherfucker. No, it's champagne. No, it's not. It's not. That's why we say, what'd you say? Champagne or like champagne or...
Champagne light.
Quasi champagne.
Faux champagne.
Faux pain. Yes, that's what it is. So, like I leatherette. Think, it's like, what is that?
I think you get the point.
No, you can't say it's champagne.
You can, and most people would.
That's a pet peeve of mine.
Then when you bring it up to serve it, you say, actually,
no,
this is not champagne. This is a sparkler. And they go, oh, I didn't know the difference.
Well, that's your fault then, isn't it? Oh, my God. It's not.
Don't be a snob.
No, but it's factual.
Don't be a snob, bro.
Champagne comes from champagne.
Okay.
You're one of the few percentage of people that care.
But it matters.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't.
It does.
To you.
Oh, my God. It's about geography.
Okay.
I only say it so that you don't correct me.
It's also like, you know, you go on a construction site and it's like, hey, where's the Romex? And Romex is a brand name, but it refers to...
Is that a condom name?
You're the one talking about Messengil or whatever.
You're like, where are they? They look at you at...
What is
the condom dispenser? It's in the bathroom, dude. What do you need that here for? I don't know what your problem is.
I don't know what your problem is.
So, folks.
How did he know what Massengill smelled like?
I sniffed it. Literally, so
I don't want to ever hear another detail about it.
So,
security to aisle four. Security to aisle four. Dern sniffing the Massengill again.
You can't smell it in the box, man. You got to get it out.
Yeah, that's so, what they're not happy with, that you keep breaking into the boxes.
That's right. I don't know if they make that shit. I just saw a commercial for it one time. They say it's like you're like a summer breeze or something. Just by the commercial.
So that's how you learn to get stuff put into the markdown for me.
Mm-hmm. Why are you trying to buy condoms at a construction site? That's what I want to know.
Let's
so, folks.
Buy?
So, folks. The one I have in my wallet's all dried up, guys. And they're like, okay. I brought one. I'm like Barney Fife with my condoms. And they're all like, okay.
That's Barney Fife with his gun.
Yeah, that's your gun. So, folks, for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, and the Triple B, we're going to bid you adieu. Mm-hmm. And see you next time.
And here. I'm so sorry.
Well, I know you are.
For this whole episode.
No. On the Wine Vault, good night, and happy Mother's Day.